Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
I want to crush last year, and I want to I want people to be generous and donate. Who will be the first to call?
Yes. Who will be the first to call? And that number, it is not the normal call or phone line that you would call in throughout the day, Monday through Friday, all year. The phone number today, the only number that you need to know and have readily available is 888-845-1210.
Make those phones ring.
888-845-1210. Very simple number. 888-845-1210. And we will obviously be doing this all throughout the day until 7 p.m. this evening. And it's all brought to you by Edelman's Coins, our presenting sponsor, as well as the great folks at Anderson Mechanical Services, Bucks County Estate Traders, Emmons Roofing and Siding, Hoffman's Exterminations. The phones are already ringing, folks.
Thank
you.
Thank you. See, all you have to do is say, be the first to call right now.
I feel like Janine in Ghostbusters. We got one! Oliver Cooling and Heating, Stockwell, Tillman Builders, and Window Nation. So many great things. And we'll do a lot of the normal stuff we do throughout the day. Dawn's going to have some news coming up. We're going to have the cut sheet, of course.
Yeah.
No big take today. We'll talk about the Department of Education, the big stories that are out there. But today is about something bigger. You know, we do so many great things for many different foundations, whether it's Families Behind the Badge or anything like that. But this is kind of our Radiothon Super Bowl. All of the other stations in this cluster, they have their version of a Radiothon for other endeavors and charities out there. But today for us, it's about Travis Mannion and the veterans, because we love backing the blue, and we, of course, love saluting and honoring our heroes. And this is the 8th annual one, Dawn, and it's my third in a row, but yeah, you've been doing all 8 of these, I believe.
Yes.
What does this day mean to you?
For me, it means so much for not just the military community, but I think when you think of Travis Mannion is really the pride of our region.
Yeah.
He's a household name here.
Yep.
And, you know, my sons know who he is. Actually, LaSalle College High School, he was, first of all, an amazing athlete. People might not realize that he was somebody who, he was an amazing athlete. He was a stellar student. He was a natural-born leader. So everybody at LaSalle College High School knew him in his high school. And then you think of the NCAA, think of actually Trump being here tomorrow for the reportedly for the rest. So he was somebody who would have been in that community, a competitor who was known. And so for somebody like that to sign up then, become a U.S. Marine, and say after he had already done, you know, a couple of tours of duty, to say, if not me, then who? That's leadership.
It
That's
is.
The epitome of fight, fight, fight till the end. And so, you know, to me, that's what this day is all about, that we all, each of you, have the opportunity to carry on his tradition, his legacy, by calling in and really participating with us in a celebration of his life and his service and what it means to be a patriot.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You know, it's funny, too. You know, we talk about many different things on this station, on this show specifically. And, Stocker, you take a ton of flack for playing devil's advocate to create a better program. But there are days where Greg Stocker has a heart of gold.
Days.
It's like 6 days a year.
Far few between, but there are days.
It's like
there.
six days a year.
Yeah.
And today is one of those. And, Greg Stocker, you've been a part of this since the inception.
This organization means so much to me, and I love at Donovan. I love Ryan. I love everybody that we work with. We've gotten to know them. We've become friends with them. And there's nothing better, in my opinion, than helping veterans. And they do that locally here. And it is just an amazing organization. And I need everybody to be generous today. Last year, I think we were at 100,000 or right around there, and I want to bury last year's total.
Yes.
And I need everybody's help doing that by calling 888-845-1210. Call right now, please, 888-845-1210. So I wanted to – so let's start off with something big, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes.
So we talked about doing – giving up – me giving up the cut sheet for one day, meaning you can – you can run the cut sheet. There's no editing by me. There's no – you can choose whatever cuts
dangerous.
You want. You can set them up like I do.
Yep.
One day, if you want to run the cut sheet, right now. Call 888-845-1210, 888-845-1210, a $3,000 donation.
Wow, 3K.
Right now, $3,000 donation. Let's start this morning off big. Let's start it off right. You can be on camera. You can be in studio with us, whatever you want. 888-845-1210, a $3,000 donation. You can take over the cut sheet. You can do my job for me for one day for $3,000, a $3,000 donation to the Travis Mannion Foundation.
And
call
for,
now.
For those who think that that's an easy task, trust me, it is not. You will spend your day scouring social media and websites for clips. You will edit them and censor out curse words, hopefully.
Yep.
If not, we hit the dump button.
Yep.
Or you will spank you.
Yes.
Spanking.
Yeah. Dawn is a strict disciplinarian.
Yes.
By the way, it is. You can hang out all morning with us here, 6 to 10 a.m. And you know, for the hour and 45 minutes before we get into the cut sheet, you can edit it. You can do whatever you want to.
There you go.
Right now, $3,000 donation. You can run the cut sheet for one day. $3,000 at 888-845-1210.
There you go. 888-845-1210.
I can't believe I'm giving up this power.
That's your baby.
Only for the Travis Mannion Foundation would I do this. Right. Only for the Travis Mannion
Foundation. And you wouldn't give it up to Zioli in the afternoons for $3,000. You're only doing it because of TMF today.
100%. 100%.
Okay, there you go. All right, Travis Mannion Foundation. It's led by veterans and families of the fallen, but open to all. They serve together and support each other. We will go throughout the story and the backdrop of TMF throughout the day. But let's get down to business right now. It's time for a little bit of news. Round number one at 6:08. The great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning. We are sponsored this morning by Meineke on this Friday, March 21st. We won't be as warm as yesterday. We'll heat up to about.
It was cold this morning.
I know.
It's just like
rainy.
I walked out. I had no coat on. I was like, it's spring now. To hell with the coats.
Not so fast.
Yeah, not so fast.
It's in the 40s right now. Doesn't feel like it because it's breezy. So 55 for your high today. We've got, unfortunately, if you want to complain about the weather and the conditions, dozens of homes in the Northeast and Northeast Philadelphia without running water due to a 12-inch water main break. Huge mess. I don't know when you drove in, you might want to allow a little extra time. A lot of areas of flooding because we did get a lot of rain last night as well. But just gushing stream of water flowing beneath vehicles and right up to homes, causing a mess. 900 block of Tyson Ave. So I know Philadelphia Water Department has been out there trying to fix this thing and get it completely fixed. But it's a large 12-inch main break that happened, flooding that street. So Philadelphia Water Department says the workers are making those repairs. They're doing their work, people, as quickly as they can and as safely as possible, especially in last night's rain and this morning flooding. But crews, I believe, have restored most of the water to the families in the Northeast. We don't know the cause of this except to say, people, we're an old city, one of the oldest in the nation. Which brings me to my next story, and that is the key bridges, when you think of the key bridges collapse and NTSB, we have this new report. It affects all of us. And so the, you know, National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, they're recommending fixing infrastructure, 68 bridges in total, and saying how vulnerable they are. So just looking through this, you know, you think about the famous bridges for us in this area, but think about the Golden Gate Bridge in California, Chesapeake Bay Bridge in Virginia, Brooklyn Bridge in New York. You know, we saw what was the bridge on over I-95 in Minnesota collapse?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one? So Philadelphia area bridges are among the dozens of bridges across America that they're recommending. They need to be assessed. There is a risk. And the scary piece of this, if it makes it real for you, is following the key bridge there, the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
That was last.
How long ago
was that? That's almost a year now?
I think it was last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a deadly collapse. Luckily, it did not happen in a rush hour situation. It happened in an overnight situation. But when we think about the Betsy Ross Bridge, the Ben Franklin Bridge, and you think about the Betsy Ross Bridge, just to remind you, with all those concrete, what they call the dolphins that protect against the ships, because that was the issue.
Yep.
in Baltimore. Yep.
Well, hopefully they take care of the Ben Franklin before we ride our bikes across that in July.
Hey, by the way, I'm getting some texts. If you want to donate online, you can do that. 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com. If you're driving or if you're somewhere where you can't call 888-845-1210, you can go to 1210WPHT.com. It's super simple. You can go right there and click to donate. Sorry, Don. Back to you.
No, yeah, and you asked when that container ship, when it struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, that was Wednesday, March 27th, 2024.
So almost a year.
Almost
one year. Yep. Nice.
I always want to follow up on these because we say, oh, the NTSB is, you know, they're investigating, and then a year later you get to the answers of it.
Yep.
So we're talking about that this morning as well. If we look at your forecast this morning and for the weekend, we have a new setup here, so I'm dropping my mouse. But as we look up, sorry, just call in, people.
888-845-1210. The cut sheet, by the way, still up for grabs. If you want to run the cut sheet for a day, a $3,000 donation right now at 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210 will get you to run the cut sheet for a day.
That's right.
Okay.
And you can finance it at 29% interest.
Now make sure that you call in because my David, if you get David, say hello.
Oh boy! He's gonna be working the phones. The doting mom.
David's a big fan of this show, this station, some podcasts out there.
Yeah.
David might have a big take or two. David, do a little segment here.
Here's
the biggity big David. Mr. David Yadgaroff just walking by.
Can we get David on for some political commentary? Or would you allow that?
Sure. Are you up for that?
I would love to hear that.
We'll get David. We'll get Barron. We'll get Elon's kids, all 27 of them.
David and Barron born in the same year.
Yep.
So Barron just turned the big 19 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I saw that.
Birthday.
Did you send him a cake?
On the 20th. I did not.
Donald jump out of it. Happy birthday,
I'm sure,
Barron.
I'm sure Melania. Yeah, what is... You know, what does Barron get for? What do you get Barron, the kid with everything?
I know,
his birthday, right?
Yeah.
19, like 6'7". Well, we are, so the forecast, 55 degrees, sunny today, brisk, and only 43 degrees right now. For your weekend, Saturday is definitely the better day. 63 degrees, mostly sunny for your Saturday. And for Sunday, 50 degrees, so much cooler. So kind of that roller coaster. It is, after all, springtime. But at least I don't see much precipitation from now through the weekend. So we'll dry out from last night.
Nice. Good.
Sponsored by Meineke. When you step on those brakes, do you hear a squeak? Wheel, maybe hear a grinding noise. Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians are going to diagnose the problem. Find that location nearest you. Meineke.com. M-E-I-N-E-K-E. Meineke.com. Thank you for sponsoring our first edition of Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 1210 WPHT Radiothon, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation, presented by Edelman's Coins. Call now. 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210.
Are we gonna put Dawn on the phones during this first commercial break?
Yes, and those calls will charge you $3.99 per minute.
By the way, so if you want to talk to Dawn Stensland, we're gonna put you on the phones.
Fun.
For the first commercial break. Is that okay, Sonia? Okay. I'm just kind of...
You forgot to ask Sonia.
I did forget to ask Sonia. I forgot about that. But so if you want to talk to Dawn during this commercial break, 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. Call now, and Dawn will be on... She will be manning the phones, as they say. You can call her up and...
Or womaning the phones.
Yes.
Oh, that was very sexist of me. Sorry.
We're here
benefiting the Travis Mannion Radio... the Travis Mannion Foundation Radiothon.
That is correct. What started as a way to grieve a mother's loss of her son in Doylestown has now grown into a movement of nearly 200,000 veterans, families of the fallen, and supporters throughout the country. The Philadelphia area has always been and will continue to be an integral part of the story. 888-845-1210, 888-845-1210. It is 1210 WPHT Radiothon, the eighth annual installment. benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation, presented by Edelman's Coins. We're back after this here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
But first, your live read.
Yes.
Thank you.
Natural Lawn of America. How could I forget?
Come on. What's
they
wrong
love
with you?
Us. They yeah. love us at Natural Lawn, Woo-hoo. And we love Natural Lawn. And apparently, a lot of you listening love Natural Lawn of America. Because when you're choosing a lawn care service, it does make sense to hire a company that not only provides you better results, but is also safe for your family and your pets. That's why I have chosen Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company at Natural Lawn. They believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today and get free seeding every year. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn today at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
TMF is about two initiatives, the personal development and the training for veterans and families of the fallen. And that includes leadership programs, mental health resources, online courses and workshops that empower veterans and survivors to lead in their local communities. And of course, the opportunities for service and uniting communities. One of the big ones, the Spartan Leadership Program, which is, I think, one of my favorites. As you know, you think about everything that this organization has done in, now we're talking closing in on what I believe 18 years would be the math, 200,000 strong across the country. When you think about an organization that takes care of and guides our heroes back from the battlefield to civilian life with whatever they might be dealing with post-combat, you can't, I don't know how this doesn't tug at your heartstrings if you're an American that loves the American way of life. Because without these heroes, we don't get to do what we do for a living. And I never forget about that. Like, it's a pleasure and a privilege to talk about some of the petty things that we get paid to do.
Yeah. And that's just it. They make you realize we can never take freedom. That word is used too often. We can never take freedom for granted because you think of these patriots that deserve to be honored. And what I love about Travis Mannion is that they do a great job, I'll say holistic. In other words, going into high schools and working with high school students, college age students, and then your veterans, bringing everybody together. And you think of this climate with the mental health crisis, especially in young people who were affected, let's face it, by the pandemic, especially in this area, the shutdowns, all of that. And so bringing them together and then making sure that everybody can work together, feels like they have a purpose-driven life and maybe a new purpose.
Yeah,
I think that's the toughest thing for veterans transitioning back. You know, you think about that. You're coming from a whole different world.
Yep.
Your life has been, completely disrupted. And then you're integrating back into life and maybe even thinking about jobs or interacting. And then you have sort of awkward teenagers in high schools, for example, who at the same point are also transitioning into the adult world.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring those two groups together was a genius idea.
Yeah.
excuse me.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And you know, we talk about mental health, and this is, I can't think of, and this is not to rank the mental health issues, because mental health is mental health, but you have people coming back from combat, and so many military-connected individuals, and just like with cancer, we always say, we all know somebody that's been impacted or affected by cancer. I think we all know somebody that's been impacted or affected by serving in the military and the yeah. struggles that they deal with returning to society. And you have all of these individuals that come to TMF as a significantly high risk of dealing with and struggling with mental health, suicide, often stems from a sense of feeling disconnected from others or feeling, you know, a lack of purpose in their life. And TMF restores that sense of camaraderie and purpose in the veterans that we have. And I just love to point out that it's an honor for me and all of us here to work with an organization that gets our heroes back on their feet, reacclimated to, yep. to normal society. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about mental health issues like we do on the cut sheet. When somebody's crying because they they have to work a 9-to-5, and they don't have time to go to the gym at 6:30 because they took public transportation and their day shot. Now, this is real mental health from real heroes, not a spoiled generation, right?
This is true. Hey, over on the phone bank, Steven Nelson, shout out to you, $1,000.
Steven!
$1,000.
Steven! Come on, man.
That's what I'm talking
That's
about.
That's what I'm talking about. Thanks, Steven.
Peter McKeon also, $1,000.
Peter. I got to say this. Highlight Electric, Peter McKeon has been a great supporter of the Travis Mania Foundation for so many years. I've met him several times. He's a great guy. So thank you, Peter.
Yeah, thank you. And Joseph Cirone, $200.
Thank you, Joseph. Look at anything, any amount. You don't have to do $1,000. You don't have to do $25. You can do $10. Any little bit helps. Call now, 888-845-1210. Call now, because everybody knows the 6 o'clock hour. The 6 o'clock audience is my favorite audience. I mean, they're the best audience. Of course, I'm going to say that at 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. But the 6 o'clock hour is my favorite audience. So I'm counting on you to start us off strong. 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. Nick Hale?
We have a beautiful first incentive to auction off here, courtesy of our gal, Sonia.
Sonia.
So you might remember and recall the name, Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Right tackle for your world champion, two-time world champion, Lane Johnson of the Philadelphia Eagles. And right now, Lane Johnson, as many of you know, but some might not, he is a brand ambassador for the Travis Mannion Foundation. And we are going to auction off right now a Lane Johnson autographed jersey.
What?
Super Bowl 59 champion of the Philadelphia Eagles. A autographed Lane Johnson jersey.
You wait till 6:30 to do this? What about people who are at work at 6:30?
This is why you got to listen for all 13 hours.
This is a bad job out of you, Kale.
It is.
I'm going to go down the hall and have a meeting with myself in the conference room right now. So we have one of these.
One.
The minimum donation, and it's tax deductible, is
$1,000. Wow, $1,000 for that?
So the bidding... bidding starts at $1,000.
$1,000.
Yes.
888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. Call now, please. Even if you're not bidding on that, please call and be generous. We ask this one day a year. One day a year, we put aside all of our petty differences, and we raise money for a good cause. So
that is
this is always my favorite day of the year. It's stressful. I'm not going to lie. It's stressful putting all this together with the help of Sonia and our great promotions team. But it's stressful because I always want to outdo what we did the year before.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? So if we got to $1,000 or $100,000 last year, we can get $120 this year, can't we?
That's correct.
So that's where my mind is. It's always to top the year before. So help us do that. This is the greatest audience in radio. You know that. And by the way, I'm going to call out some of the YouTube people.
Okay.
Because Newman Price, The Land of Pod, Road Warrior, Carl, David, who else? John, who else here? I'm just going to look through the YouTube chat. Hang on. I'm going to call you out. Earth, Carl. Have you guys donated yet? If you have not done so, please call 888-845-1210. $5, $10, $25, whatever you can spare. Every little bit helps. And like Nick said, it's tax deductible.
That's correct.
So please call right now. Or if you can't, if you're traveling, just go to 1210WPHT and you can donate online there. 1210WPHT.com. And donate there.
This segment brought to you by Bucks County Estate Traders, the place to furnish your home or office and make a statement. Browse over 16,000 pieces, all high-quality famous brands, meticulously cared for and curated by their experts. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or their showroom in Hatfield. Ryan Mannion will join us coming up shortly. She is the CEO of the Travis Mannion Foundation. But in the meantime, let's get to the big story of the day. It would have been the big take today if this was a normal Kale and Company show. The Department of Education significantly dismantled as Donald Trump comes through with another campaign promise yesterday in breaking down the Department of Education, which, as you know, was created just over 45, 46 years ago by Jimmy Carter via executive order. And this is, if you think about this, of all of the spending, Dawn, in this country that we waste our tax dollars on, or things that you want to see scaled back, you can talk about the budget with the the Department of Defense, all of the foreign aid to Ukraine, $350 billion. But on the short list of money that has been distributed, that has been deemed a failure on a return on your investment, the Department of Education has to be up there somewhere, I think, in your top three or your top five. Because for 45 years, we have pumped I think maybe even the number is in the trillions of dollars into the investment of our children, the future of tomorrow. And we have dropped in the rankings globally almost every single year. And I think this is a step in the right direction. I don't have all the answers as to what it looks like at a state level, Trump bringing it back to the states, but it can't get any worse. It cannot go worse than it has for 4.5 decades.
Well, that's just it. We've learned a lot about government, haven't we? That's at the end of the day, we've all gotten an education, and all these we the people, right? The public. We get an education on all of where all of our money goes or doesn't go. For Department of Ed, since 1979, you think about education. If you look at all the charts, I mean, imagine if the Department of Education were a person, right? And you looked at that person in your company in the private sector and you said, wow, look at this chart. Since this person came in 1979, all the numbers have gone down.
You'd be fired.
Right? It's like, you're fired.
Yes. It's like me going to Mr. Yadgaroff and saying, the ratings are down, the revenue's down. We can't get a ratings point to save our life, but I deserve a raise.
Yeah.
A huge.
Yes.
And I want a 20% operating expense bonus.
Yeah.
No, get out. You're fired. There would be a job posting immediately on the Odyssey corporate site.
Yep.
So this is interesting. And by the way, this is not a shot at teachers because a majority.
And Trump said that.
Yes. And Trump said that. A majority of teachers do a great job.
Yeah.
It's the federal bureaucracy. It's the red tape. It's the teachers union. It's the Randy Weingartens of the world, which we'll get to her a little bit later. But I want to play you this. Phil and Jimmy, this is clip 14 as Trump does talk about the value of all the great teachers out there. Let's listen and watch this on YouTube.
I want to just make one little personal statement. Teachers to me are among the most important people in this country, and we're going to take care of our teachers. And I don't care if they're in the union or not in the union.
Big applause.
But we're going to take care of our teachers, and I believe the states will take actually better care of them than they are taken care of right now. They'll work all sorts of systems and even merit systems. Those great teachers are going to be maybe a little bit better rewarded, or maybe that's the way it should be, but the states are going to make that decision. But we're going to love and cherish our teachers along with our children, and they're going to work with the parents, and they're going to work with everybody else, and it's going to be an amazing thing to watch.
You know, it's interesting. I see this graphic courtesy of the U.S. Department of Education. It's called the Digest of Education Statistics.
Yeah.
This is a little bit dated, but you'll get the point. The total cost, the full cost of K through 12 education of a single student graduating in the given year adjusted for inflation. In 1970, it was $57,000 to educate a kid in public schools K through 12. In 2010, that number is $164,000.
Wow.
Dawn, you've talked. Now, I got to imagine in the last 15 years, that number is probably up closer to $200,000. You talked about it here in Pennsylvania. We're in, what, $25,000 to $28,000 a year, roughly, per student?
Wow, you can see the graph.
If you look at everything.
There
it is.
Yeah.
It's
on YouTube.
Yeah.
So look at this. Skyrocketing costs. And yet, also, think about this. It's the smallest department. It's not a big department. And what do? They have nothing real. The biggest thing I've learned from this, they have little to do with actual classroom education.
Yep.
It's basically like the biggest, if you think about a muffin, like, you know, when somebody's overweight, you put the, you know, in the muffin.
The muffin.
It's the biggest muffin.
Muffin.
Yeah, right.
It's,
here.
Right?
Right here. Zoom in on this thing.
What I mean by that, it's like, stop. It's like, it's like creating bureaucracy, but none of it actually goes to the teachers, to the kids, to the classroom. And in fact, what we learned, most of it is actually dealing with all the Pell Grants or Title I, all these different, you know, scholarships, grants, that sort of thing. So Treasury is probably going to take that over. Mm-hmm. When they do, they already now you eliminated all of the middleman because you already have all this duplication within other departments.
Mm-hmm.
And then as well, remember we played the clip of Obama back in the day talking about all these empty buildings, including here in Philadelphia.
Yep.
That was a good thing to get rid of the empty buildings.
Then in 2011,
no,
I still think Elon Musk should have asked Barack Obama and Joe Biden to take part in Doge.
Since, I know there was an
it was
opening.
Their idea.
There was an opening. Vivek quit.
It was their idea. By the way, this is hot off the presses.
Hang on.
We will be auctioning off right now the first morning show music set list for a week, okay? Right now, all you need to do is call 888-845-1210, 888-845-1210. You have to call. And if you want to control the music on the morning show for a week, a $3,000 donation right now to 888-845-1210 to the Travis Manion Foundation. By the way, all tax deductible. Mm-hmm. You can be your own Doge.
Yes. It's like, Doge yourself.
Doge yourself. put the power back in the hands of the people. Help veterans. That is what we're here to do today, to help veterans in the Travis Manion Radiothon, the Travis Manion Foundation Radiothon. So the morning show music set list for a week right now, 888-845-1210. If you want to take control of the music, you can do what – if you want to do all Elvis –
Linda Kearns will be
for punishment.
If you want to do all big band music, if you think the music we play is too heavy, you want to do all rap music, you want to do all country music, whatever you want to do, you have control. I will not edit anything. The only thing I'll edit is if it's, you know, if there's curse words in it. Call right now, please, 888-845-1210, because you know the 640 audience is my favorite audience.
That is correct.
They are my favorite. Like, everybody listening right now in the Delaware Valley at 640 in the morning, mm-hmm. you are my favorite. You know that, right?
Favorite.
Yes. 888-845-1210.
And just to put a bow on the Department of Education discussion from yesterday, you know, you have all of this infusion of cash into a failed operation, and then you see the reading scores. I don't know, Phil, if you can throw that back up on YouTube, the graphic. Reading scores, math scores, science scores. I mean, look at that right there. The total cost is the blue line. Up, 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 right? And then you see the employees. So they're adding to the staff. Up, 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 up. But the results? Flat or failing. Look at that. Red, green, purple, all the way down at the bottom. It's like my SAT scores. They never went up no matter how many times I took them. It's unbelievable. And I would love to ask Dom about this, because prior to Dom, in this rendition of his career as a talk show host for now, 25 years on 1210 WPHD, Dom was an educator.
Yeah.
And I think we all are on board with school vouchers and having parental choice in the education of your kids. But what does this look like moving forward in the states? Because I would assume there's going to be some states that really excel.
Yep.
And then there's going to be some states down in the South that are probably not as good. And I think so. The question is, how does America's education portfolio shoot back up in the rankings? And how do we get to a point where the United States of America is on par with China in educating their kids and getting those scores where they should be with the amount of money we're spending on education?
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous when you think about, and by the way, the numbers, $268 billion appropriated last year to the Department of Ed, 4% of the U.S. budget. And you may remember they employed, 4,000 people. I think last month we reported Linda McMahon said they laid off about half of those mm-hmm. employees. And I love the fact that yesterday she said, this is tough. It's tough in the private sector.
Yeah.
It's tough in the private public sector. I love that she expressed compassion for the fact that they are doing this, but it's a necessary thing. And I think Trump also, speaking with empathy, loves the teachers. This is not about the teachers. That's important that they're saying this. What's fascinating to me, although we're hearing from Randy Weingarten, who's really pissed off, as she says, I'm not hearing as much complaint from teachers, because we basically had a defund the teachers movement. We've had we right now we have a crisis within recruiting teachers in our schools.
Yep.
And so there's, I would be curious, when you mentioned Dom Giordano, since back in the day when he was in the class, I would love for Dom to visit schools and then compare and contrast what he's seeing now versus then.
Yeah.
Because we have a teacher shortage. We also have a resource shortage. We also have issues. Well, here in Philadelphia, we talk about it all the time. Transportation is a problem. Getting to school safely. Just safety. And then as well, HVAC. When I see all these DOGE reports and the media reporting on it, every single time I see all of this money, I think, do we have HVAC in our Philadelphia schools yet?
Right.
Working HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is no. We have window units donated by Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback has done more than the Department of Education.
Yes, it's amazing.
So it's crazy.
It really is. All right, 888-845-1210. That is how you donate. We've got cut sheets. We've got music playlists.
Yeah.
We've got Lane Johnson jerseys.
Let me just reset here. So if you want to control the morning show music set list for the week, a $3,000 donation right now to 888-845-1210. All the money benefits the Travis Mania Foundation. By the way, we're here presented by Edelman's Coins. So thank you, Edelman's Coins, for being the presenting sponsor of today's Radiothon. A $3,000 donation to control all of the music. If you want to control the cut sheet, that is also up for grabs. A $3,000 donation to own the cut sheet. You can set up the clips. You can be a part of the show that day from 6 to 10. It's all yours. I have no veto power. That is a $3,000 donation. And also the signed Lane Johnson jersey, $1,000 donation, 888-845-1210. I'm hearing those phones ring, but not enough.
Thank you.
Please call 888-845-1210. We need your support now more than ever.
It is Kale and Company back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
First, you've heard me talk for years about replacing my windows and doors with Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. So maybe you're thinking about a little redo, a little makeover with your siding right now. Springtime, the perfect time. If you notice any wear and tear, maybe some mold, some buckling, or peeling, that would indicate that your home is being exposed to the elements. So a lot of people, you might not realize, siding, it's not just for the beauty, for the exterior. It also acts as that protective barrier against the harsh weather of all seasons. So maybe you want that beautiful fiber cement siding or the vinyl siding. There are some beautiful choices that Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding carries. The best brands. I'm talking about James Hardy. I'm talking about CertainTeed. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding always goes the extra mile. And I can tell you that. I can vouch for that. They're going to work with you on all the different styles, the options that best fit your home. And they're going to complete every project with such care, such precision, such professionalism. I want you to experience what I've experienced, the Chapman difference. Do this today. You can call, you can text. They're local, they're like-minded, they're listening right now. 610-431-8898, 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Take that virtual tour, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The family of Travis Mannion. You think about what happened. First Lieutenant Travis Mannion, United States Marine, killed in action. April 29th, 2007, Anbar Province, Iraq, serving his second tour in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And he was saving his wounded teammates when that happened. Now, most families, you could go into your cocoon and fold up and obviously grieve. But that's why I say the Mannion family has, they all have the heart of a lion, the spirit of a true hero who, in other words, in the face of grief and tragedy within their family of losing their beloved Travis, what did they do? They really leaned into it. And they said, no, we are going to pay tribute to his life. We're going to get everybody to repeat what Travis said. And that was, if not me, then who? And listen to us all these years later.
Yep.
Those are the words we say. So when I say heroes, to me, a sister hero, if you will, I think of Ryan Mannion. Ryan, we love you. You're a gold star sister. And you're a local bright light in our community, and you're a busy working mom. You have a lot of things to do, but for, I imagine for you, good morning, Ryan, on this day, as you celebrate the life of your brother, it must mean so much to you, to your family, that all of us across not just Philadelphia, but the nation know those famous words that your hero brother said.
Oh, Dawn, thank you so much. You know, I say it every year. Let me first start by just thanking 1210 and the larger Odyssey family for the support that you have given to the Travis Manion Foundation over the last 15 years. And, you know, you guys were the first ones that got behind us from a corporate perspective and believed in our mission and what we were trying to do. And I just become every year on this day, I'm so overwhelmed by how incredible our Philadelphia and community is to come out and support the Travis Manion Foundation. And, you know, it just renews my spirit beyond that to know that we're not forgetting that there are men and women deployed everywhere across the world right now. And, you know, we need to continue to give them support. And the Travis Manion Foundation was here 15 years ago, and we are here 15 years later because of the support of people like you. And, you know, we plan on being here for many, many, many more years.
You know, Ryan, when you think about where TMF started in 15, I forget how many years it's been, did you ever envision 200,000 strong and kind of the profile that this great organization has developed nationwide? Because you guys have really taken off. And I don't know that I would have anticipated the growth of Travis Manion Foundation as quickly as it has been, considering Travis bravely lost his life just in 2007, which in many ways, and I'm assuming for you as well, probably feels just like yesterday.
Yeah, you know, no. The answer to that is no. I still sometimes pinch myself looking at how large we've grown. And, you know, for us, it's so incredible to see the impact that the Travis Manion Foundation is able to have across the country. You know, at the end of the day, the Travis Manion Foundation was created out of a labor of love for my mom, yeah, a grieving mother who had lost her only son. And when she started the Travis Manion Foundation, my dad and I largely saw it as a way for her to channel her grief into doing good for others. But we never imagined it more than a local memorial fund operating in the Philadelphia area. And I'll tell you a quick story. You know, I was walking around last night in Philadelphia, and I was wearing a TMF jacket, and a young woman stopped me and she said, I love your jacket, Travis Manion Foundation. I said, oh yeah. And of course, we're in the Philadelphia area. People know the Travis Manion, yes, Foundation. And she said, I live in Coronado. And she said, and we just do so much out there. And I said, oh, well, I'm Ryan Manion. And we got into a great conversation, but she was here from the West Coast, you know, and it's incredible to see. And I think, Dawn, it gets back to what you said. For us, when we try to understand why the Travis Manion Foundation has grown and where it is today, I don't have any magic recipe, but mm-hmm, I do think that the five words my brother spoke before he left for that final deployment, I think that people respond to that, and I think people understand the gravity of what that means. And, you know, when you think about if not me, then who, and you think about our men and women who are out there serving each and every day, we look at it, it was just a grassroots movement that took off, and, you know, here we are. But no, never could have imagined it.
Yeah, and I think, Ryan, one thing I love, and you're very fit, your whole family, your athletes, obviously Travis was a great athlete known, I know at LaSalle College High School, he's still famous for his athleticism. I love that you've incorporated, you know, all these heroes runs, physical fitness, all the challenges.
Well, you know, here's the thing. First and foremost, our organization exists to make sure that we are taking care of our men and women when they take off the uniform, that we're giving them renewed sense of purpose, that they are finding their passions, that they are creating community. And we also understand the importance of physical health as it pertains to your mental health. So our athletic events are very important to us at the Travis Manning Foundation. We know what a big factor they play in mental health outcomes for veterans. But our 9/11 Heroes Run race series is unique because, for us, it became a way to galvanize communities. And again, taking the same model as we did with the organization as a whole, we started with one 5K race in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. with a few hundred people. And 15 years mm-hmm. later, you know, last year we had close to 95K races across the country with over 60,000 people coming out to participate. And it's a way for us every year to galvanize communities to come together, pay tribute to our men and women, our first responders, and never forget September 11th, 2001.
Amen. Ryan Mannion, I know we will talk to you throughout the day.
Yeah, she's coming by later. Yeah, so she'll co-host some hours with us.
Awesome. So we look forward to seeing you in person here at the Hub at Odyssey World Headquarters. Thanks, Ryan. 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210.
Call now. Come on.
Let's hear those phone rings.
I'm not hearing the phones ring. Let's go. Call right now, 888-845-1210, or you can donate online at 1210wpht.com. By the way, we still have the morning mystery, or we have the morning show music set list for a week for $3,000. If you want to do that, 888-845-1210. You can bid on that right now if you want to control the music. 888-845-1210. Please call now.
And I also think, unless it has been, is it still available? It's still available. The Lane okay. Johnson autograph jersey,
yeah.
Super Bowl 59 champion for your Philadelphia Eagles, number 65, our beloved right tackle. Dawn loves him so much that Dawn retweeted him doing squats just a couple of days ago.
Did you see that?
What a horse. 888-845-1210. That is for $1,000. Lane Johnson autographed jersey, and Lane Johnson a brand ambassador for TMF.
And we thank our presenter, this presenter for the Travis Manion Foundation Thon, and that is presented by Edelman's Coins. So we thank you, really, Edelman's, the wind beneath our wings, if you will.
They are.
As far as making this happen, I can't say that strongly enough.
I pass by them every time I drive through Jenkintown. I'm like, I gotta stop in there. Edelman's Coins is like right on there on Main Street in Jenkintown. I'm like, I gotta go there.
And then some also, coin, baby.
I have some coinage.
You do?
I do.
Well, you should. You have five jobs at this company. All of our great sponsors, including Anderson Mechanical Services, Bucks County Estate Traders, Emmons Roofing and Siding, Hoffman's Exterminations, Oliver Cooling and Heating, Stockwell, Tillman Builders, and Window Nation.
By the way, I just met the guy from Tillman Builders. He could bench press me. I'm like, oh boy. He's going to kick dirt in my face.
There you go. Hour number two of 1210 WPHT's Radiothon benefiting the Travis Manion Foundation continues next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.